the Trump administration is investigating alleged racial and disability discrimination against a white student with dyslexia in Green Bay. It's Friday, May 30th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a lawsuit against the small northern Wisconsin town is looking to overturn a local ban on wake surfing. And some of the best female golfers in the world are in Wisconsin this week, competing at the 2025 U.S. Women's Open Championship. Stay with us.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
Hearing new voices and new discoveries about something I never knew existed in Wisconsin.
It was just kind of one of the best ways I could ever characterize, like, my mom's, like, endearing love for me over a plate of my favorite food.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Green Bay Area Public School District for allegedly discriminating against a white student. Anna Marie Yanni has more.
The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opened an investigation this week into a complaint alleging a Green Bay elementary student with dyslexia was discriminated against because he is white. The complaint says the school prioritized students of other races for special education resources. Corey Brewer is education counsel at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, who filed the complaint.
And our client's son was not one of those races that was considered a priority. So even though he had dyslexia, even though he has dyslexia, he was not receiving the services that he needed to be able to help him read.
The school district declined to comment on the ongoing investigation. A plan at the student's elementary school says it sets priority performance goals based on data that shows it's meeting some students' needs better than others. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican lawmakers are pushing to make it easier for people to appeal complaints dismissed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This is tied to a years-long battle over a Racine mobile voting ban. In February, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority tossed out a lawsuit challenging the ban. Justices said the man who brought the case was not injured, so he lacked legal standing. Now, a Republican bill would let anyone challenge the Elections Commission decisions. Lucas Weber is an attorney with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He says the legislation is about giving residents the ability to hold the Elections Commission accountable.
I think it's just an important procedural check on really any administrative agency, but especially on something that's as important as our elections.
A spokesperson for Democratic Governor Tony Evers did not immediately respond when asked if he would support the bill. The legislature's budget writing committee has approved a handful of new positions for the Department of Safety and Professional Services. That's the agency that administers professional licenses. And it's been subject to political dispute in recent years. Republicans say it's inefficient and poorly managed, while Democrats say more money is needed to solve processing times and backlogs. The GOP-held committee approved 9 positions, but many of them on a temporary basis. Governor Tony Evers had requested 30 new full-time positions. Democratic Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha criticized the outcome.
By not having those positions, not being able to approve those licenses for our medical professionals, for our business professionals, you're making people's lives harder. Again.
In a statement, the committee's Republican co-chairs said it was a, quote, right sizing of the budget. A lawsuit against the small northern Wisconsin town is looking to overturn a local ban on wake surfing. As Daniel Kading reports, lakefront property owners are suing the town of Scott over its ordinance that restricts the use of wake boats.
Texas resident Chad McEver and Florida resident Scott Oppenheimer say the ordinance is illegal and unconstitutional. The two use boats that are designed to create large waves for wake surfing on one of the town's lakes, but the ordinance now bars them from doing so. More than 50 towns have passed local regulations to restrict the use of wake boats. Town of Scott Chair Scott Barton says most residents are worried the boats will transfer invasive species, stir up nutrients that cause algae blooms, or harm fish habitats.
We don't want to destroy the lakes. I mean, these are God's resources that were given to us to use, and we just want to make sure that they're used in the proper way.
An attorney for the men says they want to defend boaters' rights and overturn the town's ban, adding they plan to challenge all similar ordinances statewide. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 150 of the best female golfers in the world are competing at the 2025 U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship in Erin, Wisconsin this weekend. Evan Casey has this update from Erin Hills Golf Course.
Nearly 2,000 golfers tried out to be in the event, but only 156 are competing. Around 40,000 to 60,000 spectators are expected to attend the four-day tournament. Corey Smith, who lives in the Milwaukee area, was watching play from the eighth hole.
And so it's always good to be able to come out and see professionals, learn some tips, get to walk around, be in nature, so very enjoyable.
Sophie Mazurek is a volunteer chair for the tournament. She says it's a chance to highlight the sport in the state.
To be asked to host such an incredible event, it's just super exciting for Wisconsin.
The final round is Sunday. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, WPR's politics team will discuss Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's latest moves in Washington. Stay with us.
WPR Music is your home for classical, jazz, folk, world music, and more. And WPR.org has even more, with playlists, select archives, and the ability to stream your favorites on demand and on the go. Music with more. WPR Music.
And finally, a week ago, Wisconsin's Republican members of Congress helped pass President Donald Trump's signature tax cut and immigration bill in the U.S. House. Now, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is among those holding it up in the Senate. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer spoke to Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about what Senator Johnson says he's looking for.
Anya, Senator Johnson's opposition to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill is getting lots of attention this week, but he's kind of been telegraphing his opposition for a few weeks now. When did we first get a clear indication in Wisconsin that he had issues with this bill?
Well, Johnson has been publishing op-eds in the Wall Street Journal all year about federal spending levels, but the first sign that there might be real trouble for kind of Republican unity here was at the state Republican convention earlier this month. A huge theme of that event was uniting around Trump's agenda, and this bill is obviously kind of the cornerstone of that agenda. So every single Wisconsin Republican House member got up and backed the bill, but not Johnson. He got up with a bunch of charts and graphs showing how much the bill would cost, and he said the big, beautiful bill is not what it seems.
So what are Johnson's big complaints with the bill?
The cost. Johnson has been outspoken about the size of the national deficit basically since he entered politics, and he says this is the same story. Estimates are that it'll add trillions of dollars to the deficit, and he says that's unacceptable. Specifically, he says Republicans have an obligation to get the country back to pre-pandemic levels of spending. Now, he does support some of the spending that's in there, especially on military and immigration enforcement. And so he's calling for much more substantial cuts elsewhere.
So it used to be that in Washington, you had a contingent of sort of old guard Republicans who opposed Trump on some big stuff. But Rich, I'd say that doesn't exactly describe Senator Johnson. You've covered him a few years now. He's about as big of a Trump fan as it gets, right?
I'd actually say Johnson is about as MAGA as it gets. He's echoed Trump's claims of media bias. He defended Trump's withholding of congressionally mandated military aid to Ukraine. He painted January 6th rioters in a positive light, as did the president. Johnson voted against convicting Trump in both of the president's impeachments. So overall, he says he wants the president to succeed.
That said, Johnson also has a longer record of criticizing federal spending.
It's really the crux of his whole political identity. Johnson was a major player in Wisconsin's Tea Party movement back in 2010. He rode the taxed enough already train right to Washington. He doesn't just call federal deficit spending wrong. He says it's immoral. And lately, he's been pushing to return federal spending to pre-pandemic days. Says it's not cutting. It's just returning to reasonable levels. Still, he's known for being somewhat hesitant to support some GOP bills. Like back in 2017, he supported a Republican tax cut bill, but also pushed for changes that gave a boost to owners of what are called pass-through businesses.
at the end of the day, we don't really expect Ron Johnson to block this bill altogether, do we? I mean, based on what he said in recent interviews, what might appease him?
Yeah, I actually wouldn't be too sure about that, Sean. He has Republican allies in the Senate, and he has said that he absolutely will not vote for this thing as it stands. He only needs three other Republicans to join him in that stance to really kind of gum up the gears. That said, Johnson's big sticking point, as we've been describing, is spending. He calls the spending cuts that are already in there a rounding error, meaning like pretty minimal. He says Congress should basically audit federal spending line by line and go from there.
But the current bill already makes cuts to government spending. What happens if they get bigger?
Yeah, so the bill already barely made it through the House. And so then if there are significant changes within the Senate version, it'll need to go back to the House for a process called reconciliation. So basically just getting those two pieces of legislation to match up. And nobody wants that, especially not the House Speaker, who's really responsible for getting this across the finish line. So that actually kind of offers Ron Johnson a lot of power to force some more substantial cuts and maybe get some of those House members who were a little more on the fence the first time around into his corner.
That was WPR's Rich Kramer and Anya Van Wagtendonk. They spoke with WPR political editor Sean Johnson. And finally, a quick check of your weekend forecast before letting you go on this Friday. Little windy today with gusts up near 25 miles per hour at times. Otherwise warm with highs in the 70s and 80s and a slight chance for some showers this afternoon. Things will clear up tonight with lows in the 40s and 50s. A really warm weekend in front of us with high temperatures in the 70s and 80s across Wisconsin. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Bridget Bowden. As always, have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.